שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש, כרך ג', עמוד 1637,
We're reading in the writings of Rabash, third volume, article, The Matter of Exile. There is no English text for that. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired live. Writings of Rabash, third volume, page 1637 in the Hebrew book, The Matter of Exile. Israel, who are in exile, divinity is with them. Meaning that if a person comes to a descent, then spirituality is also in a descent in him. And according to the rule that a mitzvah entails a mitzvah, why does he come to a descent? The answer is that he is given a descent from above in order to feel that he is in exile and to ask for mercy to be taken out of the exile, which is called redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no exile there earlier. What is exile? Being laid under the dominion of self-love and not being able to work for the sake of heavens. And when is self-love called exile? It is only at the time that one wants to get out of this dominion, because he suffers torments by not being able to do anything for the sake of heaven. It follows that when he started working, surely there had to be some delight and reward for which the body agreed to this work. And later, when they let him see that there is a matter of for the sake of heavens, because a mitzvah entails a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be taken out of exile, then he escapes exile. And how does he escape exile? By saying that he will not succeed in this work. Therefore, what does he do? He takes his own life, me'abed atzmo ladat, in Hebrew, loses his reason, meaning that he lets go of the work and goes back to corporeal life, which is, as written, the wicked are called dead during their lives. It follows that in the place where he had to ask for redemption from the exile, he runs away from the exile and loses his life. And this is as written, because the ways of the Creator are straight, the righteous shall walk in them, and the criminals shall fail in them. Rather, one has to go above reason. And a descent in spirituality does not mean that now one has no faith. Rather, now has to give a greater work, and the earlier faith is considered as descent with respect to that work.
Maybe we'll read it again.
The matter of exile.
What is he trying to emphasize here? We'll read it again in a second. I need to fall in order... This fall is called that more desires, another layer of desires that I need to correct. From the state in which I fall, I need to, other than I fall from above, I need to be in a state in which I'm standing in the point of either rising above and start working on the greatness of spirituality and the greatness of the Creator, or to leave everything. If I, on my own, don't decide, and I don't feel that I'm falling onwards, meaning not just the state of exile, but I agree with the exile, I'm leaving everything, and fall even down with my agreement. I accept this. If I don't do this, I don't feel that I fell. I don't feel where this desire, which has now been revealed, that it's controlling me, that I can't do anything against it. This is called that I wasn't incorporated from this atmosphere, from this transgression, from the breakage. After he sees what he's doing and he knows that he's about to agree with these things, then he can say that this is according to his ability. As he is standing between heaven and earth, This is the control of Pharaoh, of the exile, on a person. And then, only from this, he starts later to rise, to ascend. Meaning there are several discernments in this descent. Start thinking in which points our descents are included in the exile. In this feeling, and in the action, and in the decision, especially. In the agreement, there are several discernments here. Read it again.
The matter of exile. When Israel are in exile, divinity is with them, meaning that if a person reaches a descent, then spirituality is also in a descent for him. And according to the rule that a mitzvah entails a mitzvah, why does one come to a descent? The answer is that he's given a descent from above in order to feel that he is in exile and for him to ask for mercy to be taken out of the exile, which is called redemption. And there cannot be a redemption if there's no prior exile there. And what is exile? Being laid under the dominion of self-love and unable to work for the sake of heavens. And when is self-love called exile? It is only at a time that one wants to come out of this dominion, because he suffers torments by not being able to do anything for the sake of heavens. It follows that when he started working, surely there had to be some delight and reward for which the body agreed with this work. And later on, when he was given to see that there is the matter of for the sake of heavens, because a mitzvah entails a mitzvah, and he had to request to be removed from this exile, then he runs away from the exile. And how does he run away from the exile? By saying that he will not succeed in this work. Therefore, what does he do? He takes his own life. In Hebrew, literally, loses himself to reason. Meaning he lets go of the work and goes back to the corporeal life, which is, as written, the wicked are called dead during their life. It follows that in the place where he had to ask for redemption from the exile, instead he runs away from the exile and loses his life to reason. This is as written, for the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous shall walk in them, and the wicked, the criminals, shall fail in them. Rather, one has to go above reason. And a descent in spirituality does not mean that now one has no faith. Rather, now he has to give a greater work. And the earlier faith is considered a descent with respect to this work.
Questions?
Gustavo from Modin is asking, when a person has severe problems in corporeality and he thinks about them the whole day and he cannot really justify the Creator at all, he's aware of all the work he's supposed to do but he's unable to, it is stronger than him. What do you do?
What do we do? We fall on our friends. In a state in which there's nothing you can do, you can't even ask? There's like we read here, there are several degrees, several stations in the descent. It's in which I all of a sudden feel myself as I'm falling. Maybe I identify or I don't identify them falling, but I only identify myself as after I fell. It could be that I identify that now I'm going down. And I don't have the ability to stop this descent. A person is given all sorts of discernments to go through so that he will get richer from all these things. And he won't be able to ask the right form. And also in every degree that we fall, we learn this from the shattering of the vessels. Every degree, sphira, every king that falls, meaning every sphera, let's say Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, all these sphirot are qualities that can be in order to receive or and in order to bestow. They can be under the Malchut and then in order to receive. This is in that it depends on who's controlling all these qualities. So Chesed becomes in order to receive, Gvura in order to receive, Tiferet in order to receive. What does it mean in order to receive? What does it mean that this quality is disconnected from its friend, from its part, the next one? And what is this? How can this be that there are all these qualities, also in the connections and in the their incorporations, and in order to be to receive all that they received, they received in order to receive their qualities, and then they were incorporated again in order to be a nice body filled with filth in order to receive. How does this happen? At a time of a descent, at a time of the revelation of the descent, of the revelation of the shattering. So one needs to take all these things, it needs to feel all these things. And also, as much as he is in this fall and this descent, to understand that first of all, this is happening from above, on purpose, meaning there must be the discernments of me and my qualities, and someone who is operating this on me, who is executing this on me, and am I identifying with myself, identifying myself that I'm in this, and am identifying with this? And am I agreeing with this or not agreeing with this? How much control do I have? How much I want it or don't want it? And also, this is it, both in my mind and my heart. There are many discernments. This is the whole world. Like with us. We can't so much arrange all these feelings and thoughts. We don't understand. But here we're being given, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, exactly to arrange me, who I am, what I am, because other than that, there is nothing. This is all of reality. This is the whole world. What is it constructed from, and what parts, and in what forms of connections we are, and how I relate to this, and so forth. This is reality. So I am taught during the descent exactly what are the qualities and my attitude towards them, meaning my degree, my coarseness. On one hand, we're taught this towards that, compared to that, where I was towards what I am in, or what I'm, and in this current state, to remain in it, to agree with it, I can work with it, I can use it for my benefit. It's very good that I don't have now a desire to run to some group action. So I'll lay down, I'll do something like that, in quiet, that's very good, to rest. So let's say, if with what's happening, and I enjoy this, I decide to enjoy this for the benefit of the body in a very clear manner, and so forth. And also, the reshimot of clothing and the reshimot of coarseness. I need to locate them. What are the discernments? What are the qualities? The good ones, and in comparison, the bad ones, that same quality, how it can be in use in order to bestow, and now in order to receive. Why in order to receive? Because what's joined to it is the coarseness, and I'm incorporated with this, and I agree with it, and it's not enough for me. I'm not satisfied with just being in order to receive. That's not considered that this is me. Like now, we're seeing people, they're operating according to their Shemot. So you can't say that they're operating. They're being operated, and that's it. This is a degree of either inanimate, still, or vegetative or animal. And in the process, when I understand this and accept this and feel this and identify with this and carry it out on my own, both in a sense and a sense. So in this sense, I truly agree, and I'm in this reality, I'm that Pharaoh, I truly work this way. So there are here discernments, especially during the descent, that we need to discern. And not especially when we see the process, and a long process, or the 70 years of the Babylonian exile, which is between the first and the second temple, or it's the Egypt exodus, which should have been 400 years, and including all the, it includes all four phases, the whole phases. And our exile is 2,000 years, which is compared to the other exiles, it's a relative exile. It's more spiritual, so therefore it's drawn that way. Or it's going on. And also the exile for all of Israel, which is all for Israel, to the vessels of bestowal that will need to awaken. But it's also for the Klipot, which needs to organize and be incorporated with the vessels of bestowal which fell in them, and compared to the Klipot, meaning the nations of the world need to grow from the vessels of Israel falling within them and so forth, meaning to develop religions and technologies and beliefs and so forth in order to reach the recognition of the shattering which is starting to happen in our days. And therefore, these things are also like a whole partsuf includes still inanimate, vegetative, and inanimate, vegetative, animal, and person, also in all these degrees, in animal and man, it is already more clear. So this is what's happening, yes.
You mentioned that the state of the descent is very delicate. There are many delicate discernments there.
It's not immediate. A person also needs to be ready in accordance.
The question is, can we come to a state where there is sensitivity that we are on direction towards chibur, towards bonding, towards inner work, and then if you let go of the pace, then you have such sensitivity that you immediately feel that you slow down. You don't have to fall. You feel that you've slowed down.
So from where will you have this sensitivity? From where? The degree that you discern something small in height or in its matter, in its fashion, this is acquired through effort. During the descent, in all sorts of states in which you get, when you give, then you discern only from the deficiency that you discover and how to overcome it and how to use it. Then each time, when you discover the deficiencies and the ascents from them and the trying from them, like a child, if he doesn't sweat or give something that he tries to do, he doesn't acquire the knowledge. He doesn't get the perception.
So what I understand is that this state of will this lack of air will always be there. The question is only how long do I stay in that state of lacking air or oxygen?
This is the question, how much a person, if you want to hasten the path, you have no choice other than to hear what you're told. There's nothing more. Because according to your mind, you're not acquiring something new because it's already your mind. It's your mind. Therefore, the annulment, the surrender, is what fills it. Surrender means that against my logic, I'm hearing what is told, and I try to keep it in which even though it's not suitable to me and it can't be. This is what subjugation is. Meaning the question is, am I hearing somewhat? Because there are many things that we're told in our face. This is how you need to do. This is... And we don't hear. It anyhow is more than this blocked face. It doesn't penetrate inwards. Yes.
Scott from England is asking, what does it mean to give a greater work in the descent? What is this work?
The work in descent is that we need to be sensitive with our criticism to all the manners of descent. Not that I start to enjoy it. I want to hold it onto it in my hand, in my control, that means. And to try and relate to it in a beneficial manner. And this is how I'm going to construct myself. When we build a building, then first of all, you probably don't know, but you heard. They first do drills. They drill the foundations. What is foundations? They build pillars within the ground, and even under these pillars, they put like feet. I'm not sure how it's called, but you heard about this?
The foundations?
They pour cement inside this foundation, and then they put a pillar above it. In Hebrew, they're called klunzaot. These are basically the foundation. We pour cement in foundations this way. They're experts, and so anyway, this last descent that you examine this base, you must examine it. But our problem is that we think that if we'll agree with the descent, then we'll discover all its depth and we will rise and use it right. This is not what happens. But the disagreement with the descent gives you the raise of the sensitivity for your descent, the descent itself, and then you can critique it with more beneficial and more useful tools until you reach the foundation. But whoever doesn't relate to it in such a way, he doesn't save time because he doesn't reach the foundation of the descent, all the discernments that exist in it. And needs more and more that same descent, that same one descent with him is divided to like many small descents until he, and this is a problem. It's very important, like there's a person who enters, it comes into a job, then he comes into it and he does it right. He first, on the one hand, he does it, but he learns what's it connected to and how does it work, and he arranges for himself a certain field of work around it, in which he wants to know how everything is created there and all the results. And there's the person who just does it like he exists, he's there. And here it also depends on the group, how much it supports this, how much it sharpens this, how much everyone is incorporated together. Then also there's a greater ability to get into details and have results that are more internal. Yes, Moti.
We're now doing many workshops on acting, and talking about the outside, the environment, the corrected state, how important is it to do the separation in the inner work corresponding to the with respect to the Creator, to do the opposite, to go deeper into search for the truth?
Not to separate between the acting workshops and other workshops and this sort of internal work and with the Creator and with the friends. It's all one world. It's all one thing. All these things need to teach me about myself. About me. Who am I? And what am I feeling? How I need to relate to all these things. All in all, this all includes together and accumulates together. Workshops are, I think, they're the most beneficial thing. If one participates seriously in all these things and wants, and even if he has time, goes over the questions of the workshops, you need, if we have time for this, this is the question, but if there's time, it's worthwhile to go over those same questions that were in the workshops and simply to try and think about them and answer them somehow. You can do this a few minutes a day here and there. This is very much advancing. Also, it's because it's connected to the work that we did together. Yes.
John from Chicago is asking, you said earlier to fall into the hands of the friends. What does it mean to fall into the hands of the friends?
To fall into the hands of the friends is a great degree. First of all, what we call in spirituality, that's after a decision of a person, that when I decide that I am falling into the hands of the friends. We had an exercise like this, that I fall and then I fall backwards like that, you know, totally free. And so it's called that, first of all, I am certain that I am like that in the hands of everyone, but also that I am letting go of my self-control. Yes, letting go of my self-control. And truthfully, I want to be like that on the hands of my friends. What does it give? Incorporation in a greater kli than which I am capable to be incorporated in. I myself am not capable to incorporate in such a big kli with my feelings. But if I disconnect my feeling and my mind, then I can fall. I can be in their hands. This is okay. We'll move on
to the next part from the Zohar.